Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 13th, 2019, Steve Cash, a founding member and harmonica player for the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, passes away at the age of 73. The band's biggest hit was Jackie Blue, which reached number 3 on Billboard's Hot 100 in 1975. On this day in 2016, Bob Dylan becomes the first songwriter in history to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. On this day in 2010, General Norman Johnson, the lead singer of the soul band Chairman of the Board, dies of lung cancer at the age of 67. The Detroit, Michigan quartet reached the top 40 of the Billboard Hot 100 four times in 1970, including the number 3 hit, Give Me Just a Little More Time. On this day in 2007, Tom Dawes, bassist for The Circle, on their two 1966 Billboard Top 20 hits, Red Rubber Ball and Turn Down Day, dies following complications from heart surgery. He is 64. On this day in 2001, Peter Doyle, guitarist and vocalist for the New Seekers, dies of cancer at the age of 52. The group scored two U.S. Top 20 hits, Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma, and I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. On this day in 1992, Patti Smyth and Eagles drummer Don Henley are awarded a gold record for Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough. The song had spent 6 weeks at number 2 on the Hot 100. On this day in 1970, Stevie Wonder begins a 3-week run at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 with I Just Called to Say I Love You, his 7th U.S. number 1. The song, produced by Lionel Richie, also reached number 1 in Britain and 11 other countries. And on this day, October 13, 1957, the CBS television network broadcasts a 1-hour special called The Edsel Show to promote the Ford Motor Company's new Edsel line of cars. The car was a flop, but a singing group called the Essos, named after the oil company, took advantage. What was their big hit? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, October 13, 1957, the CBS television network broadcast a 1-hour special called The Edsel Show to promote the Ford company's new Edsel line of cars. The Edsel turned out to be one of the biggest flops in automotive history. However, a group called the Essos changed their name to reflect what they thought was going to be an iconic car. Here are the Edsels with their Billboard Top 40 hit, Ram-a-Lama Ding Dong.
Ram-a-Lama-Lama-Lama-Lama Ding Dong. Ram-a-Lama-Lama-Lama-Lama Ding.
Oh! Ding dong. Boom, boom, boom.